The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Do not buy furniture today. Ashley Home Store is planning a sale so big, we're closing early Thursday to prepare. Starting Friday at 10 a.m., find huge savings throughout the store. Save hundreds, even thousands on living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. Everything is on sale. Save big on a good night's sleep with Ashley Sleep Queen mattress sets with savings up to $500. It's a sale so big, you can't afford to miss it. And it starts this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ashley Home Store. Hurry in.
To score.
We are Chicago's original sports talk station, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. 1 minute before 5, and from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow night at 6. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Let's start with some baseball news that might have an effect on the White Sox, as the Dodgers and free agent third baseman Justin Turner have agreed on a 4-year, $64 million deal. And since the Dodgers were said to be talking to the White Sox about Todd Frazier, those talks are now moot. Tom Thibodeau's Bulls coaching tenure ended about 18 months ago, but he's back at the United Center tonight with his new team, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Thibodeau was only too happy to extol love on his old players.
They gave me everything they had, and I've got great respect. That team fought like crazy, and no matter what the circumstances were, they always found a way to win. They played hard every night. They played tough. They played for each other. And we all benefited from it.
And as for the current Bulls team, Rajon Rondo, a game-time decision tonight with a sprained ankle. Hockey, the Blackhawks with Jonathan Toews and Brent Seabrook, they're back from injuries, and they'll be facing the Rangers in New York. And in football, the Baltimore Ravens today released Devin Hester. Family and friends will like whatever you get them this holiday, but why not get them something they'll love, a Panera Bread gift card. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, get a $10 bonus card for yourself. Visit your local bakery cafe for more details. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brent Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. That's getting better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Publisher and editor of Pro Football Weekly.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
Analyst for Shaw Media, the Chicago Sun-Times, and the Daily Herald.
NFL expert Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish.
Roger Goodell announced the NFL's new $100 million concussion initiative. They might as well pour it down a black hole. There is nothing they're going to do with helmets that is going to eliminate the danger or make the game safer.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And Hub is brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, making cancer history at 503 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, saying hello to our guy, Hub.
The executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, our senior Bears and NFL expert on Twitter at Hub_Arkish, and on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline, is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Hello, Hub.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
Doing well. Before we talk a little bit of Bears football and NFL football, I wanted to compliment you on what you wrote regarding Rashan Salaam, because it was fascinating. You talk about sort of parallel evolution, that what you wrote and what I wrote posted at nearly the same time with some very similar sentiment about a guy who, you know, he and I shared a rookie year, because that was my very, very first time on the beat, having just arrived at age 25 and getting started and seeing that look in his eyes, how sort of overwhelmed he was by his new job in the major market and the contract negotiation and all that. But I thought that your piece was very well put, just about what a gentle soul he was and what a well-meaning young man he was. And it's just sometimes we forget how cruel football can be.
Human element.
And we're just finding out today, there was a story in the Tribune that his brother was describing symptoms and behaviors that were certainly and widely consistent with chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
Well, yeah, thank you. I'm glad we shared the same sentiment. I was not aware of this news today. We'll have to wait and see. You know,
no, we won't, because by Muslim tradition, he was buried quickly, and there's not going to be any further examination.
Well, yeah, I was going to say we'd have to see if the family would allow any examination. So, listen, he was a good kid, is all you can say, and kind of one of the rare ones who I did kind of stay with after the career ended badly, and we'd be in touch every once in a while. And I can tell you that as recently as a couple months ago, he wasn't a kid obviously anymore, but he was a good man, and very sad. And I know that his mom is struggling, and hopefully things will get better. They always get better with time. And hopefully he'll be remembered in a positive light, because he deserves that.
Yeah, we speculated on the other day, Hub, but I mean, every time you see this with a guy that young, that you just almost automatically go to the default level of there has to be something wrong. There has to be something beyond what we know that's trouble in his life, or it's CTE. So, I mean, even without it, you kind of get the sense, don't you?
Yeah, and you know, Terry, I don't want to get too far out over my skis on this one, because I really like the kid, and a young man, again, I should say, and I don't want to start spreading anything that I don't know to be a fact, but I can tell you that, as I wrote, there were demons there from the beginning, you know, and so, you know, while normally I might immediately start asking questions about CTE, knowing him as I did, unless it was there in the beginning, unless it was there coming out of Colorado, this one doesn't really point me in that direction, but I am not an expert in. So we certainly know it's a problem, and this one ended badly, and hopefully at some point these guys will get their heads out of their rear ends and start to do something about it.
So the Bears are another game in, and just yet another performance that says they're good enough to compete and lose. Is that glass half empty or glass half full for you?
Yeah, I've been pretty much half full most of the season, and I certainly am now. I've tried to continually say to everybody, remember where we started this year, what we were coming into. We were in year two of a 3-year rebuilding plan. I can't remember at this point if I said 6-10 or 7-9, maybe if they got really lucky 500, but this was never going to be a good football team. And then to have the injuries and of course the two suspensions, and particularly to have the injuries to your quarterbacks, that is as much responsible for the 3-10 record as the lack of talent. There is a lack of talent. We knew that they were building from the ground up. So when I see a game like last week, Jordan Howard, I think you got something special here, and I think you got something special in Cody Whitehair. And, you know, the young receivers, Josh Bellamy just drops too many footballs, and he's not that young, to be honest about it. But I think Cam Meredith is something to continue to try and develop. We finally saw Daniel Braverman. He made a nice play. It was called back on a holding penalty. On the defensive side, Leonard Floyd has been better than I expected. I've never been shy about saying when I'm wrong. And in this one, it's not that I was wrong.
Still need some weight and things, but yeah, how about I agree with him? That's the way I kind of thought too, that, better than I thought.
Yeah, I mean, I never said he was a bust, but I certainly thought that he was going to struggle mightily until he put some weight on. Now, he's not a complete player yet, and he still needs to put some muscle and some weight on, but he's doing some things at his current size that I didn't think he could do. And also, this is where you got to kind of study tape a little bit. He's starting to show some technique. You know, he's starting to show that he's learning some things about how to use his hands and play with leverage. And he was not the defender I was most impressed with last week, because actually last week was a little bit of a step back. He did a lot of running around, but he wasn't able to finish last week. The kid who finished all over the place was Nick Kwiatkowski.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, sure I don't think you're ever going to make a four-down linebacker out of him, but I do think he's starting to look like a young man you want on the field on first and second down. And because he's being forced now to play in the nickel with both Freeman and Trevathan down, he can be on the football field. And I'm guessing that Vic Fangio, who I suspect is going to be here next year, is starting to think about ways to get the three of them on the field together. And that makes that remember, you know, it was the four linebackers in Frisco that everything spun off of when he was so successful. In the secondary, Bryce Callahan belongs at the nickel. Now we have our answer, okay?
Right.
You know, I mean, he looked really good at it. He started to play some corner. He looked okay at it. Then he got hurt. He came back. He looked awful on the outside. Last week, more time in the slot. He played really well again. He wasn't too bad the week before either. And I saw some things out of Deion Bush that I was looking for. You know, a long way to go on that. But saw some things. And then the young man who impressed me the most on defense last Sunday, even without the pick six, was Craven LeBlanc. This is a kid who can do some things, and he's a youngster, and he's learning. So I think I just rattled off, you know, 7-8 players that maybe can be the part, you know, a part of what you're doing going forward, and maybe the best of both worlds is that you also lost the game, and you kept your hold on that fourth overall pick.
I think I know how you're going to answer this, Hub, but I wanted to just bounce it off of you because we had a caller yesterday who raised this possibility when it comes to the seemingly incongruous, if not inexcusable, use or lack thereof of Jordan Howard. And I know this has been sort of a pet thing, and I've you know, sort of had fun with you and the idea of Dowell Loggins and all that.
Yeah, I heard the call. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
Yeah, this idea that maybe a really smart organization thinks, all right, you know, we know what we have in Jordan Howard, and we know that that's a position where there's only a certain amount of tread on the tire. You know, maybe we can use him enough or, you know, let him get going a little bit, but why overuse him rather than preserve him for games or times that are going to matter more?
I heard the call and I heard your answers. It would be nice if that was what they were thinking, but that's obviously not what they're thinking, because you have to remember that coming into the season, you hoped that Jeremy Langford might be Jordan Howard, and Jeremy Langford is back healthy now, and he's not getting the ball either. You cannot run the ball 17 times and throw it 36 times. You just can't do it. That run-pass ratio isn't going to work, particularly with this football team, with this quarterback, with these wide receivers, and it's not like it's at the end of the season. They've been doing it since week two or week three. So there is a basic breakdown in philosophy, you know, in how to win in the NFL in general, and particularly with the talent that they have, and the plays aren't being called that way, you know. And so, but I thought it was an interesting call. I wish the Bears were in that position. I'd like to say there's something to it, but I just, you know, again, if Langford was getting the ball 10 times, then I'd say fine. You know, then yeah, maybe there's something to that, but they're just not running the ball, period. It's not that they're just not running it with Jordan Howard.
All right, the other flavor of the week, Hub, is a, once again, little headlines about somebody coming to help the Bears. Do the Bears, as you know the organization way better than we do they need outside help? Is this of any use at all if it were to happen, or is it nonsense?
Well, you know, we all have our sources. I mean, I've got people I've been talking to for years who've never lied to me before, who insist it's just not true. Bill Polian insists, well, it isn't Bill Polian. That's not really what the story is about.
Yeah.
And I guess what bothers me about it, guys, is that I've never gotten into the conversation even about whether or not the McCaskies have to sell the team. You know, always hear it's never going to get better until they sell the team. But I will say this, and I'm working on a column about this right now. If you've reached the point where you believe, and it starts with George McCaskey, maybe it's the whole family, that you're just not capable of knowing what these job descriptions are and whether you have the people working for you who are capable of following through on them, get out of the business. You got a $2 billion asset, and if you have no idea how to run it or even how it's supposed to get done, what sense does it make to keep trying to do it?
Yep.
And furthermore, if you can't evaluate the people that you have, what makes you capable of evaluating the person you're going to hire to evaluate them?
You're on it. You're on to the next step in this story, and this has been an ongoing thing about Ernie Accorsi and the headhunter to find Jerry Angelo, and an overall lack of institutional intelligence, institutional knowledge,
in this cloistered family ownership that has always struggled with a league that's become more dynamic and more social and more interactive with each other. They're behind.
What is being described here is a repeat of the process they went through with Ernie Accorsi, except this time this person apparently would stick around while Ernie came and went, okay? But Ernie Accorsi is now doing this kind of job with Detroit and apparently doing it pretty well, so it suggests he knew what he was doing when he was here last January. Anyway, what bothers me so much about this story is that we were told unequivocally that Ryan Pace was being given complete control of the football operation. Now, I have seen some things that I like from Ryan Pace, and I'm not sure at all that he's not the guy to get this done. But I'm not convinced that he has the control that he needs. And so, do the McCaskies need to bring in somebody else? I would say no. They need to make sure that Ryan Pace is in charge. Let him have at least the time you knew he needed to finish the job. See where he's at the end of next year, and then either you're on the right track or you're not. But I mean, bringing in another body to what end? I don't see it.
And that's as I've been told, that vacuum that's been left by Ryan Pace's, to for lack of a better term, just not, he hasn't had sort of the classic NFL alpha behavior that you get from somebody in that position, where it is clear in those hallways that the fact that John Fox has been able to slowly accrue more power because of his senior status, that has changed the dynamic a little bit. But Hub, I couldn't agree more that rather than some guy who's telling you how he did business in the late 1970s, reinforce Ryan Pace publicly and privately and urge him to step into the void a little bit.
Yeah, I think you need to do two things, Dan. I think that George McCaskey, who is the chairman of the board, needs to nip this in the bud by doing what you just said, but then Ryan Pace has to be by his side, and Ryan Pace needs to emphatically state to Bears Nation and the NFL, I am in charge. Mm-hmm. I'm doing what I want to do here, and I'm going to do what I need to do. And I'm not smart enough to be able to tell them these are the things you should do, you know, because the one thing I can't get my arms around, we can all talk to whoever we talk to, I don't know exactly what the relationship is between Pace and Fox. It's a tough one for me. I mean, my sources from the beginning have told me that John Fox was not Ryan Pace's first choice. He wasn't forced on Ryan Pace, but I do think that there was negotiating that went on, and he was encouraged to make that decision. I know there's somebody else that I believe he wanted more. And yet he made the decision, and so if he is going to be good at his job, he needs to live with that decision and find a way to work together. And by the way, you know, do any of us have any evidence that they're not working together? You
know, no,
we're making all these assumptions, and we really don't know, you know. So, and that's where these stories, I find it troubling that both times now, this story is coming from some national reporter who's obviously trusting one voice that they're hearing, because they're not here every day. They're not talking to all the people in the organization the way we are. And there's a lot of good people on this beat, very good people on this beat. I mean, Brad Biggs never gets beat on anything. Why wouldn't he have one of these stories? If, in fact, this is what's going on in the halls at Hallis Hall. And it's not just Brad. I mean, Adam Johns is great. Dan Weider. There's all kinds of good guys.
Yeah, they are.
Fishman. I mean, we can all do this, okay? And yet nobody is hearing it except for, you know, two guys who are probably talking to an agent somewhere who are the worst sources you could possibly deal with.
Well, when I talk to the source that I've dealt with for years, didn't say Polian for sure, but did say that there have been numerous discussions about some kind of restructuring of the football operation. I said, is it going to happen? I don't know. They don't know. But the saying that at some point, somebody there who matters has brought up some of these possibilities, and that was as specific as I could get while I continue to ask. Now, we got some NFL stuff, too. We've got a coach getting fired, and we've got another coach's name being bandied about who is an old friend of yours, and we'll talk about that and more upcoming with Hub on The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Tiger Balm. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast-proven pain relief. Lane Kiffin has taken a new gig. He leaves Alabama as their offensive coordinator to take on the head coaching job at Florida Atlantic. But if you want to tell me that this is his shot to win as a head coach as opposed to being an offensive coordinator, I'll buy that, with the exception of this. At Alabama, he was making $1.4 million. Instead, he's making $1 million living in Fort Lauderdale coaching at Florida Atlantic. And though the allure of recruiting the grandkids of all the residents of Del Boca Vista Phase 2 seem to draw anybody to be their head coach, with the 7th or 8th most important college football coaching job in the state of Florida, it seems pretty obvious that this story is being misreported. Lane Kiffin's not running to Florida Atlantic. He's running from Alabama. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Don't wait. Right car, right price, right now at Grossinger. For a limited time, Grossinger Autoplex has put together special savings on hundreds of new Buicks and GMCs. Take 28% off new 2016 Buick Encores and Veranos right now. We're adding more vehicles every day, so Grossinger Autoplex's selection has never been bigger. Like a new 2016 GMC Terrain is only $22,500. You're looking for the best offers? Grossinger delivers. And every new Buick and GMC we sell is backed by the Grossinger Advantage, including free home delivery, car washes, and courtesy transportation, plus extended service hours. Hurry in. Right car, right price, right now. Get your new Verano or Encore for 28% off only at Grossinger Autoplex in Lincolnwood, just north of Chicago, and GrossingerAutoplex.com. That's GrossingerAutoplex.com. B60119, B60544, M60130, plus tax, title, license, first payment, and $169.27 dock fee. Zero security deposit. You must qualify. Expires at month's end.
Org number 33.
There is still time for you to get the perfect gift for someone who has it all. And after you get the person this perfect gift, you're going to look it over and you're going to say, why am I giving this to someone else when I can have it for myself? Well, you can get as many as you want. It's called the Family Gift Pack. It comes from Omaha Steaks. And I've gotten this pack and I'm still working my way through it. And every once in a while, I go down to the downstairs freezer, because you probably need two freezers after all this food arrives. And I'll grab something and I'll make it. And it's awesome, because all the stuff from Omaha Steaks is great. But the perfect gift is this. It's only $49.99. It's the Family Gift Pack. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code DANB in the search bar on the main page. D-A-N-B. Just like that. Four characters. Boom. Right to it. 77% off. And you say, okay, what do I get? Well, for less than $50, here's what you get. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, and Omaha steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas for free. That's eight sausages, not four. All that for $49.99. Yeah. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter Dan B in the search bar. You add the Family Gift Pack to your cart, and then you get a 77% savings. That is the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't even have to wrap, because you know this. Every pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. So visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIFT-PJs and tell them the score sent you. Elijah.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
This is awesome. And if you're new to Lucky Day Lotto and looking for some excitement, today is the day you should play. Drawings are held twice a day, every day at 12:40 p.m. and 9:22 p.m. So stop by your local retailer today and play Lucky Day Lotto from the Illinois Lottery. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Tonight, join 670 The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at Joe Daniels in Palos Heights. Enjoy the live broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear great James Big Cat Williams from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Marcus, doesn't get any better than this.
We know that Boys and Burns in Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. We left off at Hub about a guy he knows very, very well, Mr. Jim Harbaugh. Apparently, Hub, I saw a thing today advising St. Louis to take a bag of money and go up and try. They don't think he'll do it, the Rams rather, not L.A., that they don't think he'll go, but he might listen. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I've seen it, too. I know Mike Florio wrote it, I think, before Fisher was fired. I think the day before, there's a couple guys at CBS Sports that are writing it. Jim has done everything that I can think of to make it as clear as he can that he now has the job that he's wanted all his life. He is the highest paid coach in college football. And quite frankly, the guys who are writing these columns are telling, Stan Kroenke to throw amounts of money at him that he can't say no to. And in fact, those amounts are the same thing he's making at Michigan. So, you know, if it's about the money, you know, how rich can you get? If it's about the challenge, he still has quite a challenge in front of him. And so from our conversations, I haven't talked to him recently, but knowing how he feels about this, it would be one of the most stunning things I've ever seen. I know he loves what he's doing. I do think he'll go back to the NFL eventually, but I think it will be after he's won a national championship or two, certainly after he's at least beaten Ohio State once or twice, which he hasn't done in two tries. And the issue is that for all of his craziness, Jim's a pretty straight shooter. I mean, he's very big on integrity and honesty and looking in the eye. And I'm not sure how he could possibly look in the mirror if he walked away from Ann Arbor just 2 years after he spent the last 2 years telling us all that it's the only thing he wants. So I would say impossible, you know, but you never say never.
In true Harbaugh fashion, he's now reportedly, he has told his players yesterday, he declared that rumors about the NFL are, quote, lies made up by our enemies.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's my buddy. You know, that's the kind of stuff you get. But you know what, Dan? I mean, I've been there. I've heard some of this stuff. He means it when he says it. He knows it's goofy and fun and everything, but he does mean it when he says it. And I think he will eventually go back to the NFL to try and win a Super Bowl. I believe he's 53 now, so I think that's at least 5 years away.
Yeah, there's a friend of his, I don't know which friend, they didn't quote him by name, but just said that, yeah, you can go ahead and bring bags full of cash and anything you want, but he's not leaving right now. I mean, that seems to be what you're saying. He may be, but certainly not right now.
I think the people who are writing this have they just don't understand how much he loves Ann Arbor and loves the University of Michigan. He knows it's not the NFL. I think that challenge will become enticing at some point. But he truly loves this. He truly wanted this. I mean, this is something his dad wanted for him. The family is incredibly tight. There's no one in the world he admires more than Bo other than his father. And it would just be such an insult to the legacy of Schembechler to leave after 2 years. I just don't see how he could do it.
What have you learned more about the NFL after this week's games? Because it's getting really interesting now. Not only your viewership is going up, but you start looking, as we've talked about before, about how some of these playoff races are shaping up. And we talked to your old buddy Eric Edholm yesterday, and he said, get ready for a Super Bowl with some teams you just might not expect, because for the first time in a long time, we know how good the Patriots are, but this could be more wide open than it's been.
I think Eric's right. I think he's half right. Let me say that. I have a new pick I've come to, which I'll share before we get off. But it seems to me we talked about this like November 9th or November 10th, and it was the election. I really believe that. The rest of it was all kind of silly. Now, I do think that the league has problems, and I think they're going to come home to roost over the next 5 to 10 years. They're going to have to negotiate a new CBA in 5 years. Whether or not they can negotiate an extension of the season to 18 games before that will tell us a lot. If they're able to get it done, there'll be a new line of communication with the players that will be good for them and will bode well. If they don't get it done, you can see this thing continue to disintegrate. I do think there's been a 1 or 2% slippage in the love of the shield and the brand and all that, but it's not serious yet. As far as the game on the field, I fear that in many cases it is more mediocrity than parity, but there is some fun in it. I think we saw this weekend in particular some of the flaws that we knew were there. If you look a little closer, you'll see that Dak Prescott has actually been struggling for 3 weeks now. It's gotten a little worse each of the last 3 weeks.
Yep.
And so that Tony Romo story is going to be interesting if it continues. But at the end of the day, there's still some pretty good teams out there. I think that New England is going to the Super Bowl. If you'd asked me even 2 weeks ago without Gronk, I'd have said, what do they do now? Did you see the catch Marty Bennett made last night?
Yep.
They're just – and again, I was listening to you guys today. I know you talked a lot about Brady, and it's true, but Brady's number two. This is about Belichick, guys. And Brady is the perfect partner for him. And it's making the team and the system work. So I still like the Patriots in the AFC. I do think they'll play the Chiefs for the AFC title game. Raiders are a year away. The team I would not sleep on is Pittsburgh. They are quietly getting better each week. And, with Roethlisberger healthy. But I've got a whole new pick in the NFC. I think the Falcons are going to the Super Bowl.
Wow. Holy geez, man.
Now, that is dependent on one thing. Julio's got to get healthy. Julio Jones, that turf toe's got to get better. Not necessarily this week, but I spent a lot of time last night studying everybody's schedule the last 3 weeks, seeing how this thing shapes up. I think even without Jones, they could probably run the table and go 11-5. That'll probably get them the number two seed because Seattle is flawed. I think the Cowboys are for real. It's not my dislike for Jerry Jones that makes me do this. I think they're going to be really tough to beat. But that defense can clearly be had, and if they do become one-dimensional in the running game, or even if they're not one-dimensional, but if Prescott is making mistakes now, and he is starting to make a few more, once you turn up the playoff pressure and they get in with an Atlanta or maybe even a Green Bay or a Seattle, I don't think he's ready yet. So I like Atlanta. I can't remember if it was you guys or Matt and Jason yesterday. We were talking about Vic Beasley Jr., and now you got Adrian Claiborne. You got some other Dwight Freeney. Methuselah is still sacking quarterbacks. They're doing enough on defense with big plays, and that offense is really good. So they got to get healthy. They got to get Jake Matthews healthy. They got to get Julio Jones healthy. But Matt Ryan is an MVP candidate, and I got a funny feeling about them. I think it could happen, and I think it'd be a hell of a Super Bowl if Atlanta matched up with New England because it'd be a shootout.
All right, Hub, we will visit with you tomorrow night when the kids have at you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, my friend.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is 5:31. And from the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tomorrow night at 6. Single game tickets and family plans on sale now at NUSports.com. Tom Thibodeau back at the United Center tonight with his new team, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And contrary to what some people might have thought, Thibodeau said his time here with the Bulls was, overall, pretty good.
And I know what a great organization, the history, tradition, being part of it. It was a great run for me. It was a great experience. And you know that, and it's not only, you know, you think about the players, the organization, the arena, all the people that you see, but the fans, the city itself. You know, when I look back, it was unbelievable.
And Rajon Rondo, a game-time decision tonight with his sprained ankle. Baseball news, the Dodgers and third baseman Justin Turner, they have agreed on a four-year, $64 million deal. Pro football news, Baltimore today waived Devin Hester, and the Miami Dolphins have signed quarterback T.J. Yates. Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors in office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the official radio home for the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, at home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Four Winds, New Buffalo, and nearby Southwest Michigan. With 3,000 slot machines, over 60 table games, award-winning dining, and luxurious accommodations. For gaming, for dining, for entertainment, for adventure, Four Winds Casinos. Escape the everyday.
Rondo will not play. He will sit with that sore ankle, and Jaron Grant will get the start at point guard for
the
Bulls
the coaches
tonight. I don't know. Maybe he can still throw towels at people.
Okay.
I mean, he can just kind of sit on the bench and occasionally look at, hey, look alive.
What a unicorn.
He has to make sure the coaches are on their toes. But you know, it's kind of an okay team against a bad team.
That's what it is. Yeah, in essence, yeah, yeah. I mean, at least in one team, certainly at some point you have to believe will be on the rise, but not right now.
Yeah,
not just yet.
Although, if you do get some sort of joy out of Tibbs watching.
Oh yeah! If you haven't seen the T-Wolves this year and him, buddy, strap yourself in for this one.
Just for if you are a veteran Thibs watcher, and if you enjoy sort of just seeing him as
the torture,
he's so tortured, and there's nothing he can do. And you know he's still, and I love it. Jim Suhan joined us earlier, and he said that apparently the beat people had no idea just how profane and constantly profane Tom Thibodeau
he's
was.
He's dropping him. Yeah.
Oh,
his
favorite. His constant lament is Jesus effing Christ. Mm-hmm. That's sort of the signature Tom Thibodeau thing. Ah, Jesus! Over and over and over, no matter what the call. It's either the referees or his own players' defense.
Yeah, and please note the weight gain, too. You'll see it right away. Take a close look. Sometimes he wears dark clothes. You may not catch it right away, but notice that something clearly, you know, because that's not how he left here. He was in pretty good shape.
Yeah, he was working out. He was hitting the East Bank Club. Everything was good. There's a great piece by Steve Ashburner, our guy, just all about it, and you know, talking about how good he was feeling and how he was taking care of his diet and everything. But once he starts stress eating, and once the travel is in there, and he stops sleeping, and he just sits in a dimly lit room watching film all the time and trying to make everything happen, that's what it starts to look like. And he also has the thing, if you can use it, it's hard to see on television in the cutaways, but when you're at a game and he's coaching and you watch him with his right hand, he's got a strange like physical tick where his right hand shakes, and even if he's sort of pointing with his left, he keeps his right hand almost at his waist, and it looks like he's moving some imaginary joystick, like he's playing a video, like he's trying to get all the pieces in the right place. It looks like he's like madly playing some sort of dream game of Robotron or something. He's like, and it's a nervous habit, but it always looks like he's just trying to make it look like it does in his head, or he just drew it up and then he sees it actually happening and it doesn't look right and it makes him crazy. And he's got this thing where it's like he's struggling to move all his pieces around.
Well, I think you'll see it because this T-Wolves team is far from being quite ready for anything really great at this point. I mean, every time I've seen him, they've struggled. Every time, and it's the same thing over and over again. And he goes out of his mind. And it just never fails. And all that stuff is true. So you've got something. You've got your watching platform there because, you know, the rest of it, they play some really bad basketball. Some not very, and helping one another, not doing a lot of things that used to with the Bulls teams he coached doing. But this one, no.
Yeah, and I'm just—I really. I don't know what you can learn from the Bulls either, because it's not a either. It's not a measuring stick game. It's not a statement game. It's a regular season NBA game.
Just the tortured soul is in town.
Yeah, he's here, and he's the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Same guy he was when he was hired. Same guy he was at any point in his Bulls tenure.
Yep.
And for everything that happened around him and all the drama, he has changed the least. I think that's still your constant is sort of that. That's the guy who's been, from the moment he took the job, from his reputation for through every interview, it's the same guy who was standing next to Doc Rivers on the Boston sideline, mm-hmm. screaming all the same things.
Yep.
For all the same reasons. Doing the same game planning, same work ethic, the whole deal. Look, he was 53 when he took the job, right?
Yep.
58. Now, think about that. He's only a couple years younger than John Fox. For all we talk about, Fox being old man football. Ah, crusty old man. Does he really want to? He's only a couple years younger than John Fox.
That's true. Fox is just a pain. But, I mean, at least Thibodeau, there's something about a tortured soul that you can't take your eyes off of. It's really him.
I agree, but I just feel...
Even though, you know, I mean, you can't expect miracles with a young team this fast and all this stuff. I would expect better than 6-18. I'm not getting it. But I understand that with each night, the torture gets worse.
I feel bad, though, because it's different with him. It's not like... He goes home to his wife and kids.
No, it's not.
He just goes back to the practice facility and watches more film.
Yeah, I know.
I got nowhere to go. Nowhere to go!
Yeah, it's
we're going to say good evening to Lawrence Holmes. He and Big Cat Williams are going to be on the Miller Lite Top Draft Show, and he will say hello from Joe Daniels Bar and Grill. Is that Palos Heights or Palos Park? It has cut off on my screen. Palos Heights.
Palos Heights.
Joe Daniels will say hi to Lawrence in a moment on The Score.
What better way to celebrate the holiday season than with the 12 days of Cubsmas?
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Starting tomorrow, we're replaying the best 12 Cubs games of the season.
No hitter for Arrieta. John Lester with a beautiful bunt.
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Hey, I'm here at your Metro PCS store. What's the best deal I can get for switching over?
How does a free smartphone sound?
Sounds good, but is it a tiny smartphone?
Nope, 5-inch HD screen.
Good brand?
Great brand. Samsung, and it's a Galaxy.
So I got a free Samsung Galaxy?
Yeah, you're a tough man to bargain with.
Everyone gets a free Samsung Galaxy On 5 at Metro PCS. Switch today and get a free smartphone after instant rebate. Yes, a free Samsung Galaxy. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. Not valid for numbers currently on the T-Mobile network. See store for details, terms and conditions, and network info.
The whole idea with SeatGeek is you get the best deal because what they do is they save you lots of time, lots of effort. They price compare by searching multiple ticket sites for you. Now, the prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek will always find you the absolute lowest price available. And here's what I love. You're looking at some upcoming games for Chicago teams, and if you want to go to a football game or buy tickets for someone for a football game, the Green Bay game coming up, tickets under $100. Here's the best value I found, though. Tickets for Christmas Eve when Washington is in town, tickets under $50. If you want to go to that game or buy tickets for someone for a holiday gift, maybe even clients, use the SeatGeek app. If you're into going to a hockey game, lots of upcoming games here at the United Center, and I've seen tickets for various games coming up throughout the month under $100 and a variety of tickets, all prices across the board, $100. Less than that for hockey here in Chicago. SeatGeek wants to help you get the most bang for your buck, and this is my favorite feature of the app. They give each ticket a grade. It's based on value. When you open the venue that you're going to, you'll see large green dots, red dots. The green dots are the ones you want to go for. The bigger the dot, the better the value. But I'm telling you, SeatGeek has something for every budget available. Also, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee. So you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. And best of all, I can give you guys out there a $20 rebate on your first SeatGeek purchase. What you do is download the SeatGeek app. You go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. And you enter promo code Matt, M-A-T-T. That's me. I'm a promo code. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. So download the SeatGeek app, enter promo code Matt, and do it today at SeatGeek.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off,
or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m. or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Levion designers to offer you more Levion jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Levion Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg.
He's always working. He's always putting his best foot forward. He's always going out trying to get his job done. Every day he gets up, he gets his job done.
Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. Meet Kevin.
Hello, friend.
Army veteran, called his realtor's preferred lender, who pre-qualified him for a mortgage. When he purchased the home, he called the realtor's preferred lender, who forgot his name and didn't have any notes from their previous conversations. Kevin was understandably upset and frustrated, so he called his dad for advice, and Kevin's dad told him to call David because he was the only lender he trusted. So David thanked Kevin for his service, he answered his questions, and he introduced him to his VA loan expert, who's an Air Force veteran, and he's helping Kevin secure a VA loan. If you are a veteran purchasing a home and you'd like to work with a team of loan experts specializing in helping veterans secure VA loans, call David right now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of SCORE listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. To learn more about David's Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois residential mortgage license E4358, NMLS 19186.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month, but you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio offer to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio offer.
Truck drivers, with the economy heating up heading for the holidays, Schneider is hiring truck drivers now and will be holding driver recruiting events near you. Meet a Schneider recruiter December 11th or 12th at Schneider's Costner Avenue facility in Chicago, or December 13th or 14th at the Radisson Hotel in Rockford. That's December 11th or 12th in Chicago, or 13th or 14th in Rockford. Get full event, driving job, and sign-on bonus details with a zip code search at schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins a 2-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair. It's perfect. Sport Clips. It's good to be a guy.
And at 546 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, my two favorite words in show business.
What a home!
Yes, join us. And Lawrence is out and about tonight. How are you, my friend?
Uncle Terry, it's good to hear your voice. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence. How's Joe Daniels Bar and Grill in Palos Heights?
Pretty good. The Chamber of Commerce is apparently in here having a Christmas party. I'm sure they're going to be good and drunk.
Yeah, you don't mess it. Yeah, you know the numerous stories about the Palos Heights Chamber of Commerce.
I know they got free pizza over there, yeah. Giving away Christmas gifts.
And yeah, you get a couple drinks in them, forget it.
They're talking about, crazy.
Yep, this you know, we're involving this Interpol by the time the evening is done.
I believe the kids call it lit. I believe that's what's going on in there. They're getting lit up in there.
So why not?
Sweater vest and ties and. But I mean, you know, look. Christmas parties, I don't know what it is about them, but We've seen our fair share of the Score Christmas party go awry.
You know, the sales guy tumbling down the stairs and getting fired.
You got that. You've got people that you would never expect go hard like that, and then you see them in a no pay for drink situation, and then you really get an idea of who they are.
Nothing will top last year's with Santa Rod. Nothing.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I don't know if I ever told you guys this story, but a couple years ago. Because, you know, my shift is usually when the party is winding down. So I'll go duck my head in and then come back and do the show. So I think it was three years ago, I'm coming back upstairs and Rod is just Rod. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is just full on Rod Steele, you know, not even Rod Zimmerman anymore. He's Rod Steele, and he's sitting there and he's got a beer in his hand. And I'm like, oh, you're taking up there? He's like, yeah. I'm bad. And then he goes, wait a minute. And he opens up his coat jacket, and there's another beer in his coat jacket.
It's like Jack Brickhouse level stuff.
Yes. Well, you know.
At that point of the evening, you're talking about a little different, but the whole hiding the beer in the jacket.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. And he's like, super bad.
Riding dirty.
I mean, it's just. And just
I saw him last year when he was, oh my God.
Yeah. That's different.
That's more of a private activity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, Lawrence. Yeah. So what's coming up, my friend?
Well, I'm going to spend some time talking about Tibbs and the Bulls and you know him being back. We'll hear from Tibbs. He had his press conference a little while ago, so we'll run that. David Schuster is going to join us live from the United Center at 6:40, and we'll talk to him about that terrible Timberwolves team with all that talent that he's going to have to beat out of them, because that's what he does. He beats the talent out of you. So we'll do that. Then Big Cat will join me from 7 until 8:30. A lot of football stuff I want to discuss with him. I think at some point we'll talk about the hazing rule in MLB.
Good.
A really good column by Greg Gabriel. I don't know if you guys saw it, on Matt Barkley and what his ceiling is, because there are plenty of people who – anyone who's not Jay Cutler, it looks like the starting quarterback to them. And Greg puts a bullet in that pretty quickly. So we'll go through his column on that. And Pat Manley last night, did you guys see Shea McClellan go all Urlacher?
I did. I saw him jump over the long snapper and eat up a field goal.
He did a great job. I mean, his athleticism was something that Phil Emery was super excited about. We never saw it consistently enough here. But Manley, what was great, one of the great things about Twitter is as the play was happening, as we were looking at the replay, Manley wrote this thing on longsnapper.com on how to stop that play, on how to stop the guy a pre-snap and during the play from jumping over you and blocking the field goal. So I'm going to go through some of that, too, because it's just some great, inside football type stuff.
Now, I don't know if you're going to get into this. Are you following some of the reviews that are trickling in on Star Wars Rogue One?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Well, the people that I trust in the geek community, they have said fairly good things about it. I believe Marcus Leshock gave it $9 out of $10.
Okay.
And King of the Geeks, Elliot Serrano, had some interesting, I don't know if I would say necessarily nice in his case, but interesting things to say, like, don't bring your kids to this one. Don't bring your young kids to it because they could have a real emotional experience.
New York Times got the big old sad trombone sound coming from it, though.
Well,
movie reference.
It's all about, how much can you squeeze out of those stories, and is there ever a saturation point? It looks like a really interesting premise to me, and I know that I'm going to spend
40 years
on
ago.
It.
So,
yeah, the New York Times concluding paragraph is: popular art, Star Wars included, has often proved itself capable of exploring these questions with clarity, vigor, and even a measure of nuance. But Rogue One has no such ambitions, no will to persuade the audience of anything other than the continued strength of the brand. It doesn't so much preach to the choir as propagandize to the captives, telling us that we're free spirits and partners on the journey. The only force at work here is the force of habit.
Wow. That's probably fair. Well, I'll see you, and I'll give my review next week.
Okay.
All right, tomorrow I'll wait get the hell out of your way. Some quick thank yous.
To Jim Suhan, to Matt Miller, to Mark Shanowski, to Hub Arkish.
Very nice today. We think our crack productions have the best in the damn business. Mr. Matt Abaticola.
We look at LeBlanc yesterday on his interception.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great example of a defensive back playing off coverage, right?
I love Matt Abaticola, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Tarnowski gets it behind the net. Tarnowski, do you actually hear from Flynn? Flynn scores! Natalie Flynn! Good morning! Good afternoon! And good night, Minnesota! Natalie Flynn, the captain, with a multi-goal game! I have lost my voice in excitement!
He's like, go sack!
Take this one! 6-5 in the overtime!
Oh, quit yelling.
Ouch. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, texting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Everybody have a great night. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Of the season.
No hitter for Arrieta. John Lester with a beautiful bunt.
The 12 days of Cubsmas, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Introducing Play.it, a podcast network like no other. From award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders, Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
We're going to be having conversations with newsmakers and culture shapers.
I will be talking mostly about fashion and how I've been marketing all my life.
Tech, culture, and entrepreneurship.
Everything in the world of sports, entertainment, and wrestling and beyond.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
This Thursday,
welcome to Bunker Hill.
CBS invites you to experience a medical revolution.
We're pairing the most brilliant minds in medicine with the most brilliant minds in technology.
And meet the tech genius behind it.
We will find a way to save you and your baby.
You've given us hope.
Dermot Mulroney.
Medicine is ultimately a human endeavor.
And introducing Augustus Prue.
We're going to get stuff done.
I want to be part of this.
Pure genius. CBS Thursday or stream it live or on demand.
Don't miss our last-minute gifts event, one day only at Sam's Club. Saturday, December 17th, get incredible deals, like diamond solitaire earrings at $200 off, a Vizio Crave 360 speaker at $50 off, or an LG 55-inch Class 4K UHD Smart TV for just $498. Doors open Saturday at 7 a.m., or shop online at samsclub.com for this special holiday savings event. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
It's the Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Stop in today through December 8th and discover unique, amazing gifts that stand out as beautifully as she does. Jared works directly with Le'Veon designers to offer you more Le'Veon jewelry than any other store in the world, including exclusive pieces like the spectacularly original ombre bracelet. The Le'Veon Holiday Gift Spectacular at Jared. Now through December 8th. That's why he went to Jared.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield.
Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
Listen weekdays to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
What's the number one thing that you would tell employees about the Christmas party?
Got to go out there and have fun, Chris. You got to believe that it's not a penalty for a company to want to throw an end-of-the-year celebration for their employees. It shouldn't be a drag. And to go in with an open mind, and it's always the negative stereotype of the crazy person getting too intoxicated and acting like a goofball. Know yourself. Know your limitations. But go on with a great attitude and want to meet more people at your organization.
It's sort of difficult to navigate what's fun and what's a bit too much, isn't it?
There's no doubt about it. But at the same point in time, when we're all sober sitting and work in the company lunchroom, there's annoying people there, too. The key is you have to know yourself.
Join us each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And if you miss it, the entire